Hey, any questions?
Sure. What are you doing at punt return?
You probably see both those guys back there. Still working with Nick and Brian Walters. Might see a little bit more extended time from him.
Did Sample?
Yeah, I think with him is, you know, we're still fighting out, trying to find out where is this coming from. He's got some issues. You know, so he's getting some more screening done, so we'll find out more.
Is IR a possibility?
We haven't talked about it. I think hopefully we'll know more today. I think he's getting some screening done today.
If Lee plays, will you limit him a little bit just because you have a Thursday night game?
Yeah, I think we talked about it yesterday, that he came through it with the limited reps he had, you know, to see how he is today. It's hard to evaluate today because it is a walkthrough, but I think, you know, we'll sit down this afternoon and just talk about the week and where he's at and where we want to proceed from here. Go ahead.
How's he looked?
He's doing good. I mean, it is limited, the number of reps he gets. So the ones he's been in there for, he's done a nice job.
And Hearns looks fine.
Yeah, he went through the walkthrough today. So I think that'll be another topic for us this afternoon to see where he's at. And, you know, I think for him, we just want to make sure he's feeling good and it's, you know, something that's progressing. So it was good to see that he went through a walkthrough today.
You'd have to fight him, though, right?
Yeah, you'd have to. That's true.
If either one of those guys goes, your confidence in Sterling?
Yeah, I'll tell you where Sterling's done a pretty good job. Is watching him on special teams, he's doing pretty good. I think that he's really matured. Still not exactly where he needs to be, but seeing some signs. So, yeah, more would be added onto his plate offensively.
How are you feeling about Scuda entering the game?
He's another one. That might be a game-time decision. He did a little bit more today, felt good. We'll see how he is tomorrow. Maybe we'll get a chance to run him a little bit and see where he's at. I would venture to say that one will go all the way up to game time.
If he can't go, do you just do more nickel, or are you comfortable playing Armbrister as much as
you? Yeah, I think, you know, because he's played some, he would be a guy. If that would take place, and Tripp would be another guy that would get some reps there.
Has Armbrister made strides since the Tampa Bay game?
Yeah, you know, it's a different position. You know, some of these guys, because of the number of linebackers we have, they're playing multiple positions. You know, Tripp's a Mike and a Will, and now he's Otto. You know, same with Thurston. He's getting some Mike reps and some Otto reps. More so Otto. So I think, you know, and he played some Otto last week. You know, that will pay off. But there'll be a little bit of a learning curve.
Are you guys settled with corner, like how you did it last week is how you'll probably do it this week?
Yeah.
Comfortable with just having four linebackers going into the game if Scudas can't go?
No, not with four we wouldn't be. No. No, we'd have to have somebody, you know, active.
You're on pace to give up obviously a lot less sacks this year, but still 50 for the season. Is it trending up, or do you feel like there's a lot?
Yeah, because I think we're at, what, 25? 25 on the year. So, you know, to make a jump, we looked at the beginning of the season, you know, we need to make a big jump. We still feel it's too many at this point in time. Some of them, when we went back and looked at them, Blake lost the ball, you know, and it was a sack. Some of those things occur, and then there's some protection errors. We're hoping that it cleans up even more in the second half. Last week we gave up some, and this year, you know, this game coming up here, they had a good game against us last year. So hopefully that number goes down starting this week.
When a rookie at guard and a rookie at running back, do you feel are teams still testing the interior with extra pressures and books?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if they're just attacking those guys. Last week there were a couple that did. But for the most part, those guys have done a pretty good job picking up protections. It just happened to be last week there was a couple that got them.
What's your assessment of the running game? How much needs to be more about TJ seeing things, and how much more about the offensive line?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I think he's got a pretty good feel for things, but I think it's the working together but we need to get that going. I think what you're seeing is with Blake is that he's pretty good at play action. And for him to continue that, you've got to establish the run. So, yeah, it's an emphasis for us. We realize we got to get better at it. Last year, it was tough sledding, except for one breakout run. And sometimes that's how the running game goes. You know, you get 2 or 3 yards, and then you have a long run. But he seems to be seeing things pretty well. We'll see.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.